The one element in chet is onish, and what's the other element in the chet?
The tumah, correct? So those the two tracks of positive correspond to the two tracks of negative. You remember that? Remember we saw that? That's where we're up to in the Rav's description. The Svei Dinim in Tshuva, the Svei Dinim in the tumah. So where we're up to now, thank you, Daniel. Where we're up to now is in is the bottom of 17. Okay? Let's see the bottom of 17. Meir Simchi with us? Bottom of 17. Let's see, bottom of page 17. Ezra, go ahead. Let's see. Okay, so we have that so far. Avi, you got that? There are two types of, one more time. The two dinim and tshuva. One is the kapara. You get a kapara which blots out the punishment from Hashem. And the other is the tara. Because a chet has two aspects. Number one is, what's the number one element of a chet? It's the onish. And number two, it's the tumah, that it's messed up your personality. So you need two elements of tshuva. Okay? Go ahead. Right, communists speak about what? Stia, which is what? Mistake, right? Lo al chet. They don't speak about a sin, that you made a mistake, right? Metaphysics. In a mistake, there's no metaphysical tumor. In a chet, there's a metaphysical tumor. It's messed up your personality. Go ahead. There's no what? There's no sweatiness. There's no disgustingness. I made a mistake. Okay, nishka ferlo. That's not what a chet is, guys. When we go towards Yom Kippur. Do you know what Mr. Brewer says? I don't know if I said this already. Mr. Brewer says, every day that serves to make tshuva, you have to mechaper for that day throughout the year. Today's Tuesday morning. So you have to think about what you do on Tuesday mornings. Okay? What does that mean? Let's say you speak with certain guys on Tuesdays. You eat lunch with them. You speak Lashon Hara. Or you drive somewhere on Tuesdays and you might look at a sign that's not sneez. Every day of the Aser Shmei Tshuva has some particular a trap to it that you have to mechaper for. Okay? So it's a day on Tuesdays. What did I do wrong specifically on Tuesdays? Go ahead. Yeah, it's a logical thing, right? Go ahead. Legally, it's a legal thing. I made a mistake, you know what I mean? You want to get off the ticket from the policeman. You made a mistake. You know, you say that to the guy before he gives you a ticket. Go ahead. That's not what a chet is. A chet is defects the essence of a guy. Go ahead. Nevuchav. In the depths of his innards. Hatamirim, that are hidden. Go ahead. It's a beautiful way the Rav describes this. I want you guys to internalize this. Okay? This notion. Go ahead. This is a monumental work of the Rav Zatzal. This is the Danir of Soloveitcher Zatzal wrote this. It's called Ala Tshuva. The old Sefer is Ala Tshuva. Go ahead. Right. True repentance doesn't just atone and wipes out the punishment. Ela what?
Ela gam mitaharet min
tumah. Excellent. As it's mitar you from tumah. Go ahead. It frees a guy from the fattiness of the heart, meaning the ugliness of a heart of your heart. Go ahead. Right. From the depths of what? Of your feelings. It brings a person back to life. It gives a person his appearance, Mekairis, right? His Dmusa Mekairis. And even this Ma'ala L'Gavboim Chadashim Shetarim Yada Kamoisim. What does that mean? V'yesh Shehi Af Ma'ala Oso L'Gavboim. This brings him up to heights, new heights that he never knew before. That's what that means. Don't stand. That's what the Rav means in this line. Vayter, go ahead. You want Tara, there's no shlichus for it. You have to do it yourself. Go ahead.
If he does, Rabbi, and you might pay down on base.
You familiar with the Shita and Tanoim? We don't hold like it, Ladina. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh says the Shita, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper no matter what. Whether you do Tshuva or you don't do Tshuva. Okay? The Shita of Rebbe. Go ahead.
V'ashayla nishalas, im yudi chata, v'var avir ha-pusalas osa le'idus, im yeh kasha le'idus, b'li tshuva, l'macharat yom ha-kippurim.
It's a good kasha, no? L'fi Rebbe, let's say a guy does something that makes him pusalatus. I don't know, he's a goslin, he's a gambler. Goslin's the Arise, a gambler's the Rabbanan. According to Rabbein HaKadosh, on Sunday, is he kasha le'idus? It's a good kasha, no? That's what the Rav asked, l'fi Rabbein HaKadosh. Because according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yitzumu Shiyom is Mechaper. Go ahead.
Hachuvahi lo. Hakapar rak ma'aviras onish.
Ah, the Rav says, you know what? According to Rabbi, there's no onish. But what? You guys tell me. What's the pshat? There's no tare. The fear of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you weren't metare yourself. To become kosher latish, you have to become a new person, Meir Simcha. You have to go back to a status where you were before, even higher. And therefore, you're still pusillatus if you don't do tshuva yourself. You follow me? Only according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh is to take away the kapara. But this lacking, it's felt in the tara. You know what felt is? You're lacking the tara. Because the tara requires you to do it. Go ahead.
HaKofer magi neged hazem v'charon ahav.
Right, the kofer, the atonement, shields against the anger and the upsetness of Hashem. Go ahead. But his personality remains impure. And you can only get rid of it by going to the tefillah and the mikveh. It doesn't mean literally the mikveh. It doesn't mean literally. We should go to, it's in Shulchan Aruch, you know. You should go to a mikveh of Yom Kippur. There's a minute to go over Rosh Hashanah too. In fact, there's a Gemara in Sukkah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Yud Zayin, Chayiv Adam Latar Atzma Brega, Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak has a din, Chayiv Adam Latar Atzma Brega, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Zayin, Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin. I try to go to Mikvah all the Shlosh Ragon, except Pesach, I can't because we're in the hotel. But the other ones I try, even before Shmini Atzeres I try to go. That's a Chumrah. Shagasari says it doesn't apply, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But Lamaisa, the Rambam has it. The Rambam has it. Okay, but Lamaisa, you want to do that for the Regalim, but at least Rosh Hashanah is a minute, but Yom Kippur is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. Do you know Rav Sadigon used to say a bracha on it? Rav Sadigon would say a bracha before he went to the mikvah on the Yom Kippur.
Didn't you give it up some before or after?
It could be, Lamaisa. But I'm saying, you don't have to go to the, he doesn't literally mean the mikvah here. He means you have to be matar yourself, okay? Person doesn't go to the mikvah, of course you can reach the tefillah. Go ahead, you can reach the Torah. Go ahead, kapara. According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you can have kapara without tshuva. We don't hold like that. We hold you can't get kapara unless you do tshuva too as well, Daniel. This is Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yishita. Chum say you need tshuva. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Yitzumul Shiyom is Mechaper. Go ahead.
Ach ain't Torah b'li tshuva.
There's no Torah without tshuva. Amazing, no?
HaKapara kshura be'ikr be'karbonot ve'hakir...
Hakarbonos. The kapara is linked to the what? The karbonos, and the karbonos the chovas ayom. Go ahead. Tara starts immediately with the knis ayom. Go ahead. Excellent. Karbonos are the next day. You know the Avodas Yom Kippurim. You know the Rav was a baki in everything, but he especially was a baki in Avodas Yom Kippurim. They say once he said he knew more. He knew the Allah is better than most Kohanim Gedolim. He wasn't being a guy; he was a metzias. He was a metzias. He knew the dinim so well. That's what they say. He said he knew the Allah as he felt the Avodas Yom Kippur better than most Kohanim Gedolim, because most of the Kohanim Gedolim weren't good guys, right? They bought the office; they were corrupt. Okay, but that was the metzias. The Rav has a lot of chidushim and Avodas Yom Kippur. Go ahead. Rav Lichtenstein wrote up his shiurim on Yuma, called small countries, called Avodas Yom Kippur. You want me to tell you one quick vork in Lomdus? Frekta Kashi. The Mishnah says in Nazar, if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazar walking on the pathway and they see a Mace Mitzvah, who's supposed to take care of the Mace Mitzvah? You know what a Mace Mitzvah is? No one can bear it, no relatives there. Who takes care of it? Kohen Gadol and a Nazar can't be Matam LeMace, but it's a Mace Mitzvah. Who does it? The Nazar, we paskin. Machalik is Chamra Blaz, Mishnah Nazar Daf Mem Zayin. Why do we paskin like, why do we do a Kohen Gadol? Because the Kohen Gadol is Kedushas Olam. Nazar is only temporary. Shloshim Yom, right? Makes sense, right? Frek the Rav, though, the Gemara says in Yuma Yud Beis Mit Beis, that the, how does the Kohen Gadol elect it? His brethren Kohanim elect him. But the Gemara says there that he can be also removed. He can be removed from his position if the brethren of the Kohanim want to remove him. It's mismanim mepeh, mistalik mepeh. So frekter rov, it's not kedusha soilim. Reb Chaim asks this kasha. You're the kasha? It's not permanent. You're the kasha? So the rov, so Reb Lichtenstein wrote up there in the shirim, he said over from Reb Chaim, there's svei dinim. In the kedusha of a kohen gadol, there's svei dinim. There's kedushas mishche, and there's kedushas minui. Oil was poured on his head to become the kohen gadol. That's kedushas mishche. That remains forever and ever. But then he's sociologically appointed by his brethren. That's kedushas minui. That can be removed. So the svei dinim of the kedusha. This kedusha is agavra vis-a-vis the shemana mishcha. That's permanent. But then there's kedusha being elected as a leader. That can be removed. You follow me?
I'm saying the shemana mishcha is
shemana mishcha is forever.
Even after
he's removed, he still has a shame kohen gadol vis-a-vis shemana mishcha. You got that? Okay, go ahead.
Even after that point, he
that's a good shaila, Daniel. I don't know what the din is. Once he's removed, can he marry an almond, Daniel said? Because an almond God can't marry. Based on what we're saying, no, he shouldn't be able to. Unless you say that a widow, the isser of wearing an almond is dependent on the second kedusha. It's a good kasha. You got to check all those dinim. Very good. Go ahead. Another shaila would be, if he dies, would a rotzeach b'shoya go free?
Yeah.
Right? Because the Mishnah says if a kohen gadol dies, the rotzeach b'shoya goes free. What would be the din in this case? Interesting sfeikas. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. The Tara is built, mutnes is conditioned on our coming close to Hashem. Go ahead. Iskar v'seinu. That's when we develop ourselves. Go ahead. The vidui of a shliach zibor is b'makom vidui of the zibor of the kohen gadol. Okay.
Intimate, yes.
So it's interesting. He wants a taina that you know how we do vidui in the shlich sibor? You know, during Chazar Shatz, we also do a private vidui. He wants the vidui, the shlich sibor, is a din of what? Kapore. But the vidui is a yach, is a din of tyra, individual. Go ahead.
ובאוד שבידו של כפרה אפשר לאומרו וצריך לאומרו יחד עם השליח סיבור הרי אי אפשר כלל לעשות שליח לטרה.
Beautiful. He says, the video of Kapar, you have to say, with the Shlich Sibor, but it's impossible to do it. How you have to call Lasso Shlich Latara? It's impossible to do Shlich Latara.
Tara hi Chovas Gavra.
Tara is a Chovas a Gavra.
I have to litame litmar litame. Litame?
What'd you say?
I have to litame.
He says it's possible shlich l'tara. The tara is a chovas agavra. Yefshel l'tome for a tome guy lishloach shlich l'mikvah l'bolavuro. Oh, you go to the mikvah for me. It's ridiculous. Guy, put on tefillin for me. It's ridiculous. You got to put tefillin on your own body. You got to put tefillin on your own body. Go ahead. Again, you don't have to davka go to mikvah. It's the process of shuvim. Go ahead.
Yefshel lishloach shlich shirim otcha min hazuma shel kedusha.
It's impossible to send a shlich shiarimos to lift you up from the sweat to the kedusha from the tomb of the Tara. It's impossible. You got to do it yourself. Hello.
Hello. Kacha yakoin gadol afu mitkaven kineged amivarchin v'omer lahem mashenogia likarbanos lechapara litzumu shel yom.
That I can't do for you. Go ahead. He says to everyone else, you do taru. Kapara I'll help you with. But the taru, everyone's got to do it themselves. Go ahead. Notice my note on the side. My note on the side. You guys see the note? I wrote a note on the side. The teaching of Allah Tshuva. Go ahead. The notes. Go ahead. When he means mincha, he means Erev Yom Kippur. Go ahead. Ah, what is the mincha of Erev Yom Kippur? That's Tara. No, there's not. In the Shlich Tzibur, Chazar Shatz, you don't say vidui, right? Go ahead. Ella. Oh, because the karbanos aren't until the morning, right? At nighttime and even beforehand, we're going into the Tara process, okay? So that's the Chiddush. Okay, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Now tomorrow, let's go. We got a big mahalik we got to do in the Gemara. So let's start, Lamaisa. But tomorrow we're having a pizza lunch, right? So we'll have the pizza lunch at 12:10, 12 o'clock. Right after Seder will come up here, and then we'll start shir early. We'll end shir a little early. Okay, is that all right? Now Thursday, when do you want to have shir? A lot of guys I know are going away. The guys that are here, though, we got to have shir. What do you want to do for Thursday?
Yeah,
I think we should do short Seder. Short Seder. You want to have shear? We'll start shear 10:45. Is that good?
Same as Tuesday?
Yeah, same as Tuesday. Thursday, you're here?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, where are you going?
I'm not sure.
You don't have to tell me in front of everybody. Okay. But everyone going to be here? Daniil, we got to be here. Okay, so 10:45, Thursday. Good? All right, excellent. Avi, 10:45, you need a ride? You can always call me. All right? 10:45, I'm not sure what we'll be doing. Tithing. We'll be doing tithing. Okay? There's no doubt. We'll be learning tithing. I don't know if we'll go. I don't think we'll go weiter. We might do another sub. We'll see. Okay? Seder 9 and then shir 10:45. Tomorrow pizza lunch. Tomorrow whole Seder from 9 to 12. And then I think tomorrow we're going to do the topic of ksuba di raisa. Okay? I think we're going to do the topic of ksuba di raisa. We're learning ksubas. Okay, because I want to make sure we get that in. So I want to do it now. I also have to give a chabur in the koil. So, all right. So lomaisa, but I want to do ksubidi rites tomorrow. Linetter. Thursday, we'll see what we'll do. Okay, let's begin. Before we get to the small taisis, I want to start this topic, guys. And let's get through this topic. Okay, it's very important. You know, we've been discussing throughout this whole sugya the issur of being with a Gentile. Okay. Let's get it down in our notes. There's an isser, and you know, you might hear someone say, I don't know, someone who's not so knowledgeable, my little knowledge will say, where does it tell me in the Torah that it's isser, that it's usher to be with a Gentile woman? And conversely, a Jewish woman could say, where does it say in the Torah that it's usher to be with a Gentile man? And in this topic that we're going to do, Bishim, right now, I want to cover not just marriage. I'm not just talking about intermarriage here, which we're going to discuss now. But I want to talk about even living with them out of wedlock, a one-time thing. How bad that is and how that's usher as well. Okay? So we're going to include both of those here. We're going to talk about intermarriage and that because this is the whole sugya of our religion with the hegemon, right? So I want to discuss this now, this concept. So let's begin. Okay? Let's begin. Number one, I gave you the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav in the base. Okay, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav says that Shem, who was Shem? Shem was a son of who? Noach, right? Now Shem had a Beis Din. The Gemara says on Lamed Vav and Beis, and Beis Din shall Shem made a Gzeira. Okay, let's get it down, Mary. You got me. Beis Din shall Shem made a Gzeira. Halacha lomaisa that a Jewish woman cannot live with a Gentile man. That was Beis Din shall Shem's Gzeira. It's Beferish. Okay. The Pharisee in the Gemara, that he made such a Gzeira. Beis Din Shel Shem, it's the Pharisee. I'll read you the Lashon. Beis Din Shel Shem Gazru, they made an issue to the Ksivyomer Yudah Yotziv Tisarif. That's why the Briska Rav is Masbir. The Briska Rav is Masbir, he says, that's why they wanted to kill Tamar. Because they thought Tamar, who at that time, I grant you, was Kodah Matan Torah, But it's interesting, says the Briska Rav, we already knew the people that who were going to be part of Klal Yisrael because they were monotheistic, they believed in one God. So even before the Torah was given, they were going to execute Tamar because she was already called a Jewish woman. And we thought that she was Mizana with a Gentile man, which is against the Beis Din of Shem. And Shem lived before Tamar, and therefore they were going to execute her. Okay? And then it came out that Yehuda was the one that lived with her. But that's how the Briska Rav gets this din. And Rav Bleich Shlita, the great Gaon, points this out in his article that the Briska Rav, and that's what we're beginning with, the Briska Rav learns that that's why they wanted to execute Tamar, because Tamar broke this Beis Din Shel Shem. Shem lived even before her. So therefore they wanted to execute her. Yehuda comes forward and says he's the father. He saves her. Okay, he admits it. But that's as of introduction, and I want to point out to you that if you look in Ezra and Nehemiah, which I have to tell you, I'm not so familiar with, unfortunately, I should be. Don't tell my friend Rav Wiedersleet, okay? But I should be more familiar with it. But if you look in the Psukim and Sefer Nehemiah and Perek Yud Gimel, I want you to get it down, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel to Chaf Hei. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hey. In Nehemiah, it's very, very serious. He actually curses the people that live, that intermarry, that live with non-Jewish women and Jewish men, Jewish women with non-Jewish men. It's very, very scary. It says, in those days I saw Yidden that had married women of Ashdod and Amnon and Moab, and I contended with them, and he cursed them, the Pharish. So this is serious stuff, guys, serious in Yonim, and it's incumbent upon us to find where is the Isser in the Torah. I mean, if Ezra and Nehemiah are cursing people that did this, where's the Isser in the Chumash that we have to find this Isser of intermarriage and living with a Gentile person? Okay? Where is this Isser? Oh. So here I gave you the Pasuk. Daniel, did you get the Mar Mekaymus? Here. You get the Mar Mekaymus? Here I gave you Sefer Dvarim, Perek Zayin. You got Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. I forgot to tell you, Daniel, to bring a Chumash. Does anybody have a Sefer Dvarim on them? Okay, I'll read it. I'll just read the Lashon. No, it's okay. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. It says Lo Tischaten Bom. You're not allowed to marry them, right? If you translate the Pasuk, because you'll turn away thy son from following me, they'll serve other gods. Okay, it's Lo Tischaten Bom. So, it's interesting, Lamaisa, you look up at the Torah, you think this is the Makor. It's just plain and simple, don't marry them. Who's it referring to? Well, it's not so posh. Because if you look in the Psukim right before that, it's talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, you better get rid of the seven nations. It's referring to the Shivanim. That's the Poshup shot. And therefore, the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah and Lamed Vav Beis presents a machlokes in Tanoim to who was the Torah talking about when it said Lo Tischaten Bam? To which non-Jewish nations? So believe it or not, according to the Chachamim, it's only limited to the Shivamim. According to the Chachamim, we're talking about marriage, halacha lemaisa, with the Shivamim. With other non-Jewish people, it's only the Rabbanim. With other non-Jewish people, it's only the Rabban. Avi, you got me? Lo Tischaten Bam. Okay? So only the Shiva Amim is an Isser of Lo Tischaten Bam. Other Gentiles are only the Rabban. That's the sheet of the Chumim. And Reb Shimon Baruch Chai says, no way, because the Pasuk says, I'll turn my son from following me, meaning the Eibishter says that. You intermarry, the kids are going to go off to Derech. That's referring to any non-Jew. And the Chumim say it's referring to any non-Jew. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to marry. So it's a machlokes, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Chachamim, how to touch this pasuk in Chumash, Lo Tischaten Bam, in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Okay? It's a beferish machlokes in Tanoim, how to touch this pasuk in Chumash. If we're teaching this pasuk in Chumash, you've got to learn Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat. It's a machlokes, mamish. Okay, how do we pasken? So the Rambam writes beferish in Pirek Yud Beis Aloch Aleph, he paskens unbelievably like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That in fact, halacha lemaisa, you are prohibited to marry any non-Jewish person. Both Shivanim and someone else. And this was explicitly made through Ezra. As Ezra said, this is a pasuk. You know, a lot of times it's say for Nehemiah, Ezra talks. That at least I know a little bit. In Nehemiah and Perek Yud, pasuk Lamed Aleph, it's say for Nehemiah, Ezra says, the fact that we should not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. So Lamaisa, the Rama Paskins, Beferish, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and he brings a raya from Sefer Nehemiah. Okay? He brings a raya from Sefer Nehemiah. That this, in fact, is an Isser D'oraisa intermarriage of Lo Tischaten Bam. Okay?
Where is the
Rama? Perek, Yud Beis, Isuri Bia, Halach Aleph. Okay? Now, there's one line in the Rama that's fascinating. And this is what I hinted to before. The Rama has a phrase, Derech Ishus. Okay? The Rambam has a phrase, Derech Ishus. Now, what on earth does Derech Ishus mean? You cannot marry a goy. There's no Tfisas Kedushin with a goy. Ain Tfisas Kedushin in goy. It's meaningless. You can't talk about it. Al Pi Halacha, it makes no sense. It doesn't click. It doesn't chal. So what does the Rambam mean when he says Derech Ishus? When he's talking about living with the non-Jews, so what he means is, it's common law, man and wife. They're living together as a couple. So right off the bat, The Rambam holds there's an issur to intermarry. The issur to intermarry is from this pasuk of Lotishat and Bam, and the issur to intermarry is to live with her like man and wife. Okay, so it's clear according to the Rambam that intermarriage is usur, pasuk and chumash. It's not limited to shivamim, but it's derech ishus. But this Rambam will not answer for us, midiraisa, living with a non-Jewish woman for, let's say, one time. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? The Rambam says the Isser diraisa is an issue of, let's say, derech ishus. Okay? It's very clear it's going to be prohibited. But what I'm pointing out to you is that you couldn't quote this Rambam to answer living with her one time. Minat Torah. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. But the Rambam passes like who? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.
Not completely. It seems to be that Rashi holds that it's all the race based on the Pasuk. What's his last name? Rambam applying to all the nations.
Yeah, he passes on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.
It seems the Rambam's not passing because he seems to be the children.
No, the Rambam says Nisa D'Yeraisa, Lo Tischatein Bam, Derech Ishus, Derech Ishus, and Issa D'Yeraisa. All non-Jewish nations, Meir Simcha. Okay, he passes Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But what I'm saying, he says derech ishus, that means living together, living to her as a couple. You follow me? There's no tefisas kedusha, doesn't work. But living as a couple is a problem. Okay, but I'm saying according to this Rambam, it would not, you couldn't see an issur d'oraisa living with her one time. You follow me? We're going to answer that. There's no doubt. Okay, we're going to answer it badly, strongly. But I'm saying we have to be alarmed into. You follow me, Eldi? You got it, Jacob? Clear? Okay. You open up the tour. The tour says in Simon, Tet Zion and Ibn Ezer, not that way. The tour paskins like who? Like the Chachamim, believe it or not. That the Isra of Lotishchaten Bam is only limited to who? To who? The Shivamim. Now, how can it be limited to the Shivamim? You can't marry a goy. It doesn't chal. So what does the tour say, Daniel? We're talking about after they convert. It's an amazing chiddush, the double chiddush of the tour. Number one, the tour paskins that the issur is only limited to shivamim like the chachamim. Number two, it's talking about after the shivamim convert, we still have an issur to marry them. You got that, Avi? That's the tour's chiddush. Very fascinating. That the chumash is blessing us. Talking about a case where after they converted, there's still an issur to marry them. Which is very mechudish, because you say, Gershon Yiskar Kekan Shanola Dami. It's a tremendous chiddush, but that's how the tour learns. Okay? And he says, Allah Lamaisa, that if you look at this tour limits it to the Shivamim, and it's only after they convert. So if you look at this tour, this will not be a makor for the Isra of Intermira. Okay? According to Rambam, Klor it is. According to the tour, it's very limited. Yes?
Didn't Yeshua marry Rachel?
She converted. Taisa says in Megillah, Yadal and Beis. That's my second oldest daughter's bas mitzvah drasha. I wrote for her. I learned Yoshua with her. Her drasha was, how did Yoshua marry Rachav? Frekta kasha. That was her drasha. That kasha. So Taisa gives it Terence that she converted. She wasn't from the Shivamim. That's what he says. It's a whole drasha. Like I said, it's a whole separate topic. How can Yoshua marry Rachav? But for our purposes, she converted and she wasn't from the Shivam. Taisa Megillah, Yudal and Beis, Frekta Kasha. Okay? That was my second oldest daughter's drasha or bas mitzvah. Because we don't know Yoshua. Okay. She says it was too long, the drasha. Everyone was very interested in it. Okay, it wasn't long. It was tight. The lumdus. How can Yoshua marry Rachav? But after she got it, she wasn't too short. It wasn't long for her. Okay. All right, Vaitu. So according to the tour, it's a good kasha, as we look it up. It's Tyson McGill, I believe it's Yudalim and Beis. Okay? The bottom Tyson. Okay. I'll get lazy. Let me just give you the exact daf on that. Okay? McGill. Let's see. It's, Yudalim and Beis. The Geir of Inasva Yoshua. See, I got lucky. Kasha, Echinasva. How did he marry her? She from the so one third is she wasn't from the Shivamim. Okay? Right, very good. Okay, so according to the tour, the kasha becomes even much stronger. You know, we gotta come up with an issur. According to Rambam, we came up with an issur of intermarriage. Even according to Rambam, living with her one night, where's the issur? According According to the Torah, you don't even have a makor for inerish. What is the makor? So here we turn to now. We won't exhaust the topic of Kanoim Pogim. There's a lot more we have to speak, but at least for this purpose, there is this topic of Kanoim Pogim Bo. And where did this come up? So this is a Gemara in Shas in Sanhedrin Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara, the Torah Shabbat Peh, describes Pinchas felt it necessary that he had to kill Zimri and Cosby. Zimri was a Jewish man who was in fact a Nasi Shevet Shimon, who lived with the Cosby in public, right? A non-Jewish woman, terrible thing. And the halacha is Kenayim Pogambo, he killed them. And the halacha is halacha vein morim koin. We do not paskin this. No one is instructed to carry out this din. Person's got to do it on his own. And Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe, I want you to get this. Ibn Ezer, you with me, Meir Simcha? Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Ches, he quotes Rashi, that, and this is what Rav Shlomo Hyman's Atzal also held, this is only halacha permitted, only the zealots. You know what a zealot is? A tzaddik. A tzaddik whose whole motive is noble. His intentions are exclusively for the sake of Hashem. So it's halacha vein morinkein. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you want to do it, listen, you're the one who's reminding me of the din, you got to do it. I'm not pasking for you. You, Pinchas, got to do it yourself. There was a dialogue, the Gemara says, between a conversation between Moshe and Pinchas. Moshe said, Lavi Parvanke, you're the one who brought up the din, you got to do it on your own. I'm not pasking for you. Halacha vein Moyrin came. But it's a very, very important halacha. And the Gemara says that this halacha is for a situation where a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman. And the Gemara goes on to elaborate that there is a Karis Medivri Kabbalah based on a Pasuk in the Navi Malachi. Okay? Kenayim Pogim Bo. Kenayim Pogim Bo. And there is a Karis. Let's say someone, a guy, lives with a non-Jewish woman. He says, oh, he didn't get killed. No one saw him do it, so he didn't get killed. What's the big deal? It's a big deal. Because the Navi Malachi says that a guy gets Karis Medivri Kabbalah. The terrible thing the guy did. That's what it's known as, known in Lumdus. The Karis is mentioned in Navi. It's a Karis Medivri Kabbalah, because he lived with a non-Jewish woman, and even though no one killed him, it doesn't make a difference. And it's clear, I want you to get this down, it is clear that this din of Kenayim Pogabo is not limited to Shiva Amin. How do I know? How do I know, Meir Simcha, that the din of Kenayim Pogabo is not limited to Shiva Amin? I'll give you two riyas. Number one, Midyan is not one of the Shiva Amim. Cosby was from Midyan. That's number one. She was the daughter of Tzur, a Midyanite woman. Okay? Midyan was not one of the seven nations indigenous to, you know, Eretz Canaan. Okay? That's number one. Number two, Malachi lived when? Malachi lived after Sancheriv. Who was Sancheriv? Melech Ashur. Right, he conquered the whole world, except up to Yerushalayim, right? And then the Malach, Hashem sent a Malach and knocked off all 185,000 people in one night. But Sancheriv conquered the whole world, and in order to solidify his rule, he engaged in massive population changes. What's the Makor? It's a Mishnah Yadayim. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. It's a Gemara in Brachas, Chafches Amanaf, and in Yuma Nun Dalam Anaf. That's the famous phrase that Sancheriv's Mavalbo, the Umos. He mixed up the genealogy of everyone. After Sancheriv did this, Avi, there was no din of Shiva Amin. They didn't exist anymore. He was Mavalbo Kol Umos. As a result, no one, Lamaisa, could be recognized as Shiva Amin. So Malachi, the Navi, lived much after the reign of Sancheriv. So he obviously, when he was talking about this Karis Medivri Kabbalah, when a guy lives with a Gentile woman, he wasn't referring to Shivam. There were no Shivam in his time. You understand? 2 points, Daniel, why Kenayim Pogim was not limited to Shivam. The story in the Chumash, she was a Midyanis, and he killed them. And number two, when Malachi gives the Karis Medivri Kabbalah, he lived after the time of Sancheriv. There were no Shivam in them anymore. Yes, go ahead, Yossi.
Maybe he doesn't know who's a Shivam.
Execute a Karis Medivri Kabbalah on someone you don't know. Okay. It obviously was people that, you know, it's all Gentiles. Okay. It's not limited to Shiva Amim.
But he didn't say Kenayim Pogim Bo, he said Karis Medivri Kabbalah. Maybe that's different.
No, the Karis Medivri Kabbalah is in a scenario of a person that's Baal Nachris. Yeah, it's specifically on a case of Baal Nachris.
This car is from Divrei Kabbalah. That's why I was saying Ezra. The guy who says, ah, ha, ha, no one killed him. No one killed him. He still gets a car from Divrei Kabbalah. You follow me? So therefore, what I want to bring out, Mersuch, one sec, is that what's the makor of this? I mean, you're killing people based on this. Right? You're killing people. Where's the makor that you can kill a person? This is not a marriage even. This is a one-time thing. So this is, we'll get to you in a second. A Navi can't be Mechadish something. Where's the Makor and Shas a Navi can't Mechadish a Din? Ain't Navi, Rishab, Mechadish, Navi, Mechadish. The Shabbos, Kuftal, and Aleph. It has to be in the Torah. Where is it in the Torah, Akdashah? This Halacha. Where is it? So the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis in Sanhedrin, Perik Tes Mishnah Vav writes, and he also says this in the Sora Sheni, in the Sefer Amitzis, he says it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Wow. It is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. This din, that a Jewish man cannot live with a shiksa, even one time. It's an Issa D'Oraisa, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. That's what he writes. And it was promulgated by Hashem when he gave the Torah, and Malachi just what? Just records it down. That's the Halacha. That's what the Rambam is Mechadish here in the Perish Mishnah. It's amazing. Okay? Amazing Chiddush. Now go ahead, Mirsim. I'm sorry, you had a question? Go ahead. Malachi, the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Pei Bezim and Alf, that in the case of Baal Nachris, and you weren't killed, you're given the guy's given a karis with Divrei Kabbalah. There's a special karis in Navi, in Malachi, for a person that did such a heinous act. Okay? So now we've already now found a mucker. How do you know it's prohibited for a Jewish man to live with a Gentile woman? Guy asked me a question. I'm taking a flight to Los Angeles to be speaking in one of the Talmidim's, the shul, Scott Rogers. He says, how do I know? He says, how do you know you can't be with a Gentile woman? I said, Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. He says, what? He wasn't observant. So I had to explain it to him, that there are certain oral laws that Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu that are not recorded in the Chumash. And I said, the prophet Malachi records this. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. He says, he didn't ask me. He said, I know marriages. How do I know he doesn't have to, he can't live with a Gentile woman once? I told him this thing. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Now let's take this a step further. Is this Karas Medivrei Kabbalah, is it only Befarhesia or even Betzina? What do you say? Because you can only kill them in public, right? If they have to be in public. What do you say? So the Rambam in the Muki Yosef and the Sefer Achinuch in Tuf, Kuf, and the Chelkos Mechokek and Ibn Ezra Siman Tet Zion Sifkot and Hay, the Ramah apparently says the same thing, that the Karas is rocked before Hesia. So let's write this down. Rambam, you write all the other sheetas. Who was it? The Chinuch, the Ran, the Chinuch, Sefer Achinuch and Simon Tafchav, Mitzvah Tafchav, and the Ramah and the Chalkos Mechokek on the side of the page in Ibn Ezer. They all paskin that the Karas is rock before Hesia, when he lived with her before Hesia. Okay? Who's mistopic about this? The Nemuki Yosef. I'm sorry, the Ran has a suffix. I'm sorry, the Nemuki Yosef is the one, not the Ran. The Nemuki Yosef holds that the Karas with the Rambam is only before Hesia, when you live with her before Hesia. The Ran has a suffix. He says maybe it's Betzina too. I'm just going to write suffix. And the Tosfos Yeshanim, Rav Bleich Shlita in his article doesn't quote. He doesn't quote the Tosfos Yeshanim. I'll have to ask him. Reb, why'd you quote the Tosfos Yeshanim? The Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamos says Beferish. He quotes other sheikhs. He quotes the Bach. He quotes the Prisha. He quotes the Shita of the Drisha and the Bach. The Beis Shmuel on the spot there in Siman Tet Zayin Sifkot Daled quotes the Drisha and the Bach, but it's based on the Tosfos Yeshanim that there is Karis even Betzina. Karis even Betzina. Now you can't kill the guy Betzina, but he's given a Karis. So here we are already, one time already. That guy in the plane was asking me. See, he didn't know anything. He wasn't observant. But if he was a Lamed, he'd say, "Oh, but that's only before Hesia."
He could have asked me the kasha, but it's only before Hesiod. The story of Knuchim Pogam, of course, with Divya Kabbalah. Who says, he says he's not going to do that in public. Well, he's going to do it in private. Ah, Taisa Shishonim, the Beit Shmuel, quotes the Drisha and the Bach, who say it's even what? Beit Shmuel, Drisha Ubach. Applies even in private. You got me? So that means the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was basically what? Was basically even in what? It's prohibited. Halacha L'Maisa. And the question is, was the Karas V'Divrei Kabbalah even in what? Even in private, okay? So you see, Lamaisa, that this din, Halacha Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is that it's really what? It's really a Machlaikas and Shom. Now, if I would ask you, what's the Lamdus of this Machlaikas? What would you say the Lamdus of this Machlaikas and Shom is based on? Whether it's a Karas V'Divrei Kabbalah only before Asya or in private. What do you say? Give me the. What would you say the two approaches would be? Go ahead, Ezra.
Because Rai was from Zimri Kazri, which was in Persia.
Right. Okay, that's true. But in Lamdus, what would you say? Every Aveira in the Torah has really two elements. What are the two elements that can happen when you do an Aveira? One is the action, the Maisa Aveira. And what's the other one? There's reverberations that emerge from an Aveira, from the outcome. What is that called? Chil Hashem. In fact, the word Chil Hashem is found in that pasuk in Sanhedrin. I'm going to read it to you. So, Chil Hashem focuses more on the outcome. So it's possible to say that if the nature of the Aveira is the action, so even in private, you should get the cards for Divrei Kabbalah. But if the nature of it is a Chil Hashem, that's only in front of 10 Jews, when it's before Hesiod. You follow me? What is the Mechayiv here of the Kenayin Pogabal? Is it the Maisa Aveira or is it the Chil Hashem Shabbat? In fact, as I said, I want to read you that pasuk. Very, very strong pasuk. Okay? Very, very strong pasuk. Okay? Fellow says, you know, oh, Lamaisa. So this is a big deal. So what happens if he lives with a Yid? Jewish woman? But she was a needed. That's a chiyuv karas. But let's say she went to mikveh. We don't let single women go to mikveh. Let's say she went to mikveh, though. She didn't tell them that she wasn't married. So that would be an isser of maybe of Kadesha we'll get to. But this is a serious, serious isser. Let me just read you the Pasuk Meir Simcha. From the Gemara, it says, Yikares Hashem le'ish asher yasenu ir va'ona me'ahale Yaakov magish menachos l'Hashem Tzavakos. It says, Beferish, such a lashon. It says, Beferish such a lashon. It says, Kichil Yehuda Kiddush Hashem. That's the pasuk. So it's Mamish. It says, Lo Ye Kadesh Babes Inechazel Ba'akusis. Yekar Hashem Lish. It says, Beferish in the pasuk. I'm sorry, go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
According to the people who hold that it's not from Ferhesh, it's still about the Kol Hashem.
Yes.
They hold in general that Ba'al Nafris, it's Sinah, is what? What do they hold?
You mean if it's Pitsini, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to see. Peir Simcha is asking good. He says, if you hold it's only before Hesia, so what's going to be, Lamais? If you only did it Pitsini, what would you say? Good question. Let's see. It's not going to be Mutter. It's going to definitely be Asher Midr Rabbanan because of Bezin Shoshem. That we know. Not Bezin Shoshem. Well, let's mention it. We'll get to it.
In the realm of Peir Shoshem in Sanhedrin?
Yes.
What was that talking about?
That's talking about Baal Nachris. Let's talk about Kanoim Pokemon. How do you have this whole din? What is it based on? How does he go ahead and have a Karas V'Divrei Kabbalah? Where is the Isser? He says it was Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's talking about Baal Nachris, that topic. But you're asking, good, if it's only before Hesia, what's going to be Betzina? So let's get to the following. The Maharam Shik in the Chuvis was a great Gon in Simon Lamed Zion and also Simon Kufnun Hei. And also the Maritz Chayis in a footnote to the Minchas Kinos called Kisvei Maritz Chayis, wants to say as follows. I want you to get this. When we talk about before Hesia, let's say they're living man and wife together. Let's say they're living as man and wife. The community doesn't ever see the Jewish man live with the Gentile woman, right? Chas v'Shalom, right? But they know they're living together. In that case, that becomes a before Hesia. And what's his raya? We mentioned a few weeks ago from Achashverosh. No one saw Achashverosh live with Esther, but he called that before Hesi Avoy, because everyone knew. When you have Edom on Bia, according to certain Shittas, when you have Edom on Bia, Lomaisa, as long as they see a seclusion, Lomaisa, it could very well be, or Kederach HaManafin, Lomaisa. So you see Beferish, that as long as there's knowledge of it, and the Shach says this in Yordaya, Simikufnun Datsif Kone, when you talk about a Chil Hashem, 10 people have to know about it. They don't have to actually see it. Doesn't actually have to be witnessed. It has to be known. And that's considered to be a problem. So you see Beferish that according... The Shach says this. That as long as it's known to everyone, but the Maram Shik and the Maram Tzchayis are Mechadish, that Kenayim Pogimbo, Lamaisa, this Karish Medivri Kabbalah will apply Allah Lamaisa if they're living as a couple. So that guy who asked me on the plane, Lamaisa, if they're living together as man and wife, then he would get the Karish Medivri Kabbalah, and that would be the Allah Moshum and Shina would be Aser. So even according to the Rambam, be Aser. But you're talking again, Meir Simcha, he lives with her one time. So what's the Isser? So we're going to get to it. Up till now, according to those Shittas, the Shittas we haven't found an Isser, correct? It wasn't Lot Yischate, according to the Ram, it wasn't Lot Yischate, Mom, because it wasn't a marriage, right? It wasn't Derech Ishus, right? According to the Torah, Shiva Amamim, according to Salach HaMosh Mishinai, it's Kanoi and Pokemon, but that's only if you do it what? That's only if you do it before Esther, or it's known that everyone's doing it. If you live with her one time, you're saying, what's the problem? Okay, it's a problem. It's Osir, definitely Osir. We'll see why. Definitely awesome in the Rabbanan, for sure. It's going to be awesome in the Rice as well, we're going to see. Okay. Now I want to take this a step further. Does the halacha of Kanai and Pogobo only work in one direction or not? What do I mean? A Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, like in the Chumash. Does it work the opposite, a non-Jewish man, Gentile man, with a Jewish woman? Do you say also Kanai and Pogobo? So the Rabban and the Melchamas Hashem... I'm going to write this down, says Beferish. The Ramban says, Lo Omrim, Ba'ofen Afuch. Lo Omrim, I'm going to say Lo Omrim, Haba.
Where's the Ramban?
In the Mechamas Hashem, in Sanhedrin. Lo Omrim, Lo Omrim, Kenayim Pogimbo, or the Karis B'Divra Kabbalah, the whole deal, the whole topic. Lo Omrim, Kenayim Pogimbo, Bedin, Nachri, Haba al Yisrael, al Yisraelis, a Nachri that lives with the Yisraelis. Okay,
not even Karis.
Not even the Karis with Divrei Kabbalah. The whole din does not apply, says the Ramban. Okay, what do you think the rationale for that is? Because it's Maisa Avera oriented, and this Maisa Avera is not as bad because at least the kids will be what? At least the kids will be what? Kids will be Jewish. You're not turning away Halacha L'Maisa. You're not going to be turning away those kids, Poshup Shat, from what? Hopefully not from Hashem. At least we hope not. Okay? What'd you say? There's no Chiyuv Karis at all. There's no Chiyuv Karis with Divrei Kabbalah. That's perhaps the rationale that the Maisaver is not there. Now, who argues on this? Rabbi Avram HaGadol. Quoted in the Shulta Giburim in Yevamos and the Mordechai in the fourth parak Yevamos Os Kuf Ches. The Mordechai Os Kuf Ches. But it's also Rabbi Avram HaGadol quoted the Shulta Giburim. Rabbi Avram HaGadol says, you say it. Rabbi Avram HaGadol says, you say it. My friend that set me up with my wife is named Rabbi Avram. So I call him Rabbi Avram HaGadol. This is a big Talmud Chacham. Not just for setting me up, right, with my wife, but also he's a big Talmud Chacham. Works with the OU. So I call him Rabbi Avram HaGadol. There was a Rabbi Avram HaGadol in the times of the Rishon 1200s. There's a Rabbi Avram HaGadol now, 2014, as well. Rabbi Avram HaGadol. What does Rabbi Avram HaGadol say? He says, Omrim. We say, Kenayim Pogimbo in this case. What was the case? There was a case of a couple that was married. The husband died, unfortunately, without any kids, God forbid. He had a surviving brother who had unfortunately gone off to Derech and became a bishop. He became a bishop. A bishop. He became a Catholic bishop. He went off the derech. This woman is stuck now. She needs yibum. This guy's not going to do yibum. She'll be stuck as a guna her whole life. So do chalitza. He doesn't care. He's not going to do chalitza. He doesn't believe in the adus. This woman's stuck. What do you do? You know what about Rav HaGadol Paskin? A double chiddush. He said, number one, the fact he went off the derech, he became a goy, which is a big chiddush. We usually say afa bishachata yisrohu. Gemara in Sanhedrin mem dal mem aleph. But he wanted to say no. He lost his Kiddush Yisrael. Big Kiddush. Number two, he says, I never would allow them to have Yibum together because Kanoim Pogimbo. Kanoim Pogimbo, he's a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman. You say it in the reverse direction as well. Reb Moshe writes that Tosin Yevamos on Tetzayin Beis also holds like this as well. So I'll write down Tosis as well. According to Reb Moshe, Tosin Yevamos on Daf Tetzayin says the same thing. It's amazing. Omrim Kanoim Pogimbo. So you know what he said, Daniel? The woman can get remarried, no problem. It's like she has no brother. The guy had no brothers. It's like he had no brother. No surviving brother. Amazing.
Is this the Chil Hashem?
Yeah. Intermarriage is so bad, it's a Chil Hashem in both directions. Excellent. It's not Maisa Aveira oriented. Well said, Ezra. I'm proud of you. Very good. Proud of everyone. The Machayiv is Chil Hashem. So the Meila, I don't care which direction it is. If it's Maisa Aveira, you could say the one first way is worse because the kids... Lamaisa, or will not be Jewish. In this case, they'll be Jewish, won't be as bad. Okay. But Lamaisa, we must point out, and the Chazon Ish writes, please get this, Ibn Ezra Siman Dalet Os Yud, that according to Rabbi Ramagadol, there's a chorus too. You got me? So according to Rabbi Ramagadol, there's a chorus as well. So you understand what I'm saying? Amir Sifka, just carry it through. Whatever you said on Habo HaNachris, you'll say the same thing according to Rabbi Ramagadol if you hold what? You hold the case Nachri Abba Yisrael. If you hold like the sheet of this curse, even in the Tzina, that'll be Asher. If you hold it only for Hesia, it'll only be before Hesia. Okay? So Lamaisa, what you're going to have to say is that this encompasses, and I have to tell you, if you look in Nehemiah, Nehemiah is talking about both our daughters and our sons. So what does that seem to indicate? Right? What does that seem to indicate? What do you think that means? And this is the point I want to bring out. This is the point I want to bring out, Meir Simcha. It's a great kasha. Even according to the Shittas, you got me? Even according to the Shittas, say the Karas B'Divrei Kabbalah is only before Hesia, yeah? And not Betzina, which you said, oh, if you lived through one time and no one knew about it, where's the Isser? I got to tell you, from that pasuk in Nehemiah, it says our sons and our daughters. It means everybody, both directions. So what I want to point out is that the Isser against Bia with Gentiles applies to both men and women, according to the Maram Shik. Even though the Karis Medivri Kabbalah might be more severe when a Jewish man lives with a Shiksa. You follow me? And in the reverse way, maybe there's no Karis Medivri Kabbalah, but it's still Usher. It's still Usher, because you see how angry Nehemiah and Ezra got. It's still Usher. And so you're asking Meir Simcha, where's the Usher? I'll tell you the same thing. Halach Lamosh Mesinai. That's the answer to the guy on the plane. To Lach Lamosh Mesinai. It took me half an hour for me to explain it to him. Lach Lamosh Mesinai is one of the five ways of Shmuel Nachum Shlita taught us how to learn how to do the Yoraisa. You follow me? It's a great kashi ass. Even according to those shitas that say there's no cars but seen it, you follow me? There's still an answer. And the riots from the Ezra Nehemiah. He's blasting them. Even if they didn't Lamaisa and they're not married, they live with them one time. It's an answer. Encompasses everybody. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. I do want to point out, though, the Avnim Eluim. You know, the Avnim was the Ksois. Ksois has three famous Svarim. Ksois HaChoshen, HaChoshen Mishpat, the Avnim Eluim and Ibn Ezer, and the Shev Shmaitza. Shev Shmaitza are the seven topics, right? The story is told in folklore that he wrote, though, he said each Shmaitza for his Sheva Brachas. Imagine that. The Sheva Brachas must have been the whole night. He said that drash, that's what they say. He wrote it when he was 17 years old. Shev Shemaitza, seven. Each Sheva Brachas, each night he said over one of the Shemaitzas. Must have been the whole night, if that's the case. To say over each Shemaitza, amazing. Maybe he didn't say the whole Shemaitza, maybe. If he did, though, it must have been a Sheva Brachas the whole night.
What's a
Shemaitza? Shemaitza is a sugya. Seven topics he discusses in the Shev Shemaitza. It's a lumdish sefer. Unbelievable safe. Okay. So he has an amazing chiddush Davne Meluim in Simon Ted Zayin Sifkat now. He really turns everything around. Up till now, what do we say is more pasha to be Asr for Kanayim Pogbo? Like you said as the story in the Chumash, the Jewish man with the what? With the Shiksa. He wants to say Fakir. He says it's more pasha that the Jewish woman with the non-Jewish man is Asr. Because what did it say in the Chumash in that pasuk? You'll turn away thy son from following me. What's thy son mean, Banecha? What's thy son mean? He's Jewish. So he says the pasuk shot in the pasuk is referring to more a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man. Of course, the other way is aser. But he wants to say that's the ikar part of the pasuk. So therefore, regarding intermarriage, l'maisa, he wants to say the pasuk shot in the pasuk primarily is discussing Jewish women marrying a non-Jewish man.
So why is it a double pasuk the other way?
Because we have the halacha l'moshe mesina, we have kanoim pogimbo. I understand, but that pasuk of loti schatim bom, that pasuk we began with, yeah. He says that's the pasuk of shot in the pasuk, referring to a Jewish woman
right.
That marries a non-Jewish
man.
Why
do you say the double pasuk the other way?
No, for the other pasuk the other way is what we've presented so far, because that's in the sugya, that's in the chumash. Pinchas killed a Jewish man that is with a shiksa. From that perspective, that's the simplest. The chashal is, will you apply it the reverse direction? Avin Luim says, the Poshup shot of intermarriage is referring to that. So maybe you could put together the Avin Luim. Maybe. I'm not saying, Avin Luim didn't speak about Kanoim Pogimbal, but at least regarding Loti Schatim Bam, he said that was the Poshup shot in the Pasuk. So you know what? I want you to put on your notes, maybe the Avin Luim is going like that Mahalakha Rever Magadol. It could be. He doesn't discuss Kanoim Pogimbal, but at least regarding Loti Schatim Bam. Okay? At least regarding Loti Schatin Bam, it's referring to that halacha l'maisa, right? And he'll turn away that something. It's talking about. Problem is that puzzle is talking about what issues. You know what I mean? Loti Schatin Bam. But nonetheless, that's the chiddush. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Your son
Ezra.
Is a Jewish guy.
What do you say?
Your son means Jewish guy.
Yes.
So that.
No, but that means it came from a Jewish mother that married a Shkatz, that married a non-Jewish man.
Meaning it's referring to the sons of the...
Yeah, in other words, don't marry you Jewish women, don't marry a non-Jewish man, because the son that comes from that union is going to go away from me. So he wants to say the puzzle shot, the puzzle for a Jewish woman marrying a non-Jewish man. Which can I turn to everything, you know, because about the other way. But Lamaisa, okay, if you put it together with Rav Magadol, it will work very well. So, okay. So the Isser is that we have so far that's going to cover even a one-time being with her is Halakha L'moshe M'Sinai. But I want to suggest another Isser. What's that other sister want to suggest? There's a pasuk in Chumash in Perakov Gimel, pasuk Yudches. You got it, Ellie? Perakov Gimel, pasuk Yudches. It says in the pasuk, Lo siya kadesh mibnos Yisrael, velo siya kadesh mibnei Yisrael. This is the issue we hinted to it in the beginning of the year of kadesh. Kadesh. The issue of kadesh and a kodesh. A man, male, a female prostitute, and a male prostitute. That's the pasuk in Chumash, Perek of Gimel, pasuk Yudches. You got this? Now, Rashi, according to one, Rashi's being mazur, according to one day in Sanhedrin, Nundal and Beis, Rashi understood the word Kadesh is referring to Mishkav Zohar. Okay? Mishkav Zohar is a homosexual activity. That's what the pasuk is referring to when it said Kadesh. The Rambam says the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in also in Shin Nun Hei. Okay, Shin Nun. He says it's referring to homosexual relationship. That's how Rashi and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs say. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perak Aleph Halacha Dal, he says not referring to that.
Did the Rambam say that?
No, the Rambam. In the Rambam in one place. According to Rashi, according to one day in the Gemara, Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah is referring to Mishkav Zohar. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus and the Yad HaChazakah, Perek Aleph Halacha Dal is referring to living with a man with a woman. And that's what the Targum Unklus states. No Jewish woman of daughters of Israel shall marry an Eved, and no male children of Israel shall marry a Shifcha Knainis. The Targum Unklus is referring to an Eved. An Eved cannot marry a Bas Yisrael, and a Shifcha Kenainis cannot marry a Jewish man, Ish Yehudi, an Ish Yisrael. What's the pshat in the pasuk? So, the pshat is, according to the Rambam and the Targum Unklus, can you mekadesh a woman that's a Goya? What do we say? What do you write on the board? Is there a tefis kedusha with a Goya? No. Can you mekadesh a Shifcha Kenainis? Absolutely not either. She's a half non-Jewish woman. Can a Jewish woman marry an Eved Kenaini? No, because it's not a full-fledged Jew. There's no tefis kedusha with a goy, either or an eved. So what is this pasuk telling me? This is what I want you to get. This pasuk is telling me, halacha l'maisa, that living with a woman that you cannot have tefis kedusha with is an isser. And you were asking me that kasha, Mayor Sukha, that guy on the plane, why is it also for one night to be with a non-Jewish woman? You know why? Because of this pasuk. Because the Torah is forbidding you to live with a woman that you can never have tefisas kedushin with. Both a Jewish woman to a non-Jewish man and vice versa.
So who is this?
This is the Rambam and the Targum Unklus on that pasuk. That's exactly what they're saying. That there's an iser, asur lekadesh. I'm not going to say lekadesh. Asur to live, asur livol, isha, shelo, yechol, she'ein yecholus of tefisas kedushin. She'ein yecholus of tefisas kedushin. So that's the other thing that we say to this guy on the plane. Not only is Allah Moshe Sinai, so Pasuk in Chumash Perikov Gimel, Pasuk I think was Yud Ches. And even one time he cannot be with her. Aser Livol Isha, Shein Yichol is Tis Kedushin. Two, and that's for a woman. Aser L'Isha, Yisraelis. Aser L'Isha, Yisraelis. Right? Lios Im Nachri. Because why? Ain Yecholus of Tfisus Kedushin. Ein Yecholus shall Tfisus Kedushin. So there's two Isurim we came up with the Raisa with so far. Number one, Halakha Moshe Sinai that asks even one time. And number two, what? Lo Yakadosh. Marriage is also based on Losichatan, according to the Rambam. Or living like a man and wife. You got what I've said so far? Now, there is also the Beis in the Chashmonoim. What did the Beis in the Chashmonoim say? What did the Beis in the Chashmonoim say? That's a Gemara where in Sanhedrin and also Avodah Zarah. The Beis in the Chashmonoim made an Issur D'Rabbanan that a Jewish male cannot be with a non-Jewish woman. Beis in Shalshem was a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man. Beis in the Chashmonoim, you have to know this is Issur D'Rabbanan. Beis in Shal Chashmonoim. Aser. Right, Beis Din Shalshem was a Jewish woman with a Goyish man. This is now a Jewish man, Ish Yisraelis,
the non-Jewish woman.
The non-Jewish woman, Abba
Nachas. Why the Rabbanan?
It's a Gzeira that they made mid the Rabbanan that they ushered it. Let's say no one would see them. Well, let's say they wouldn't. It is Asur Midaraisa, we just said, based on three things. Number one, he can't marry him based on Lo Tishchaten Bam, but it happens you're not living as man and wife.
So that's the case
of the so it's either because of Allah Moshe Sinai or because of Lo Yeh Kadesh and also another Durabbanan of Beis Din Chashmonoim. Okay, so it's Usher no matter what. You got me, Jacob? No matter what. We want to present today that it's Usher Min HaTorah, but there's also another Issur Durabbanan as well. Okay, so there's no way that it's ever Mutter. Let's chazer it over. Living as man and wife is Lo Tishchaten Bam, according to the Rambam. One time is going to be Allah Moshe Mesinai. In both directions, it could be according to Rav HaMagadol. And we said what? It'll be Kanayim Pogobo, a Karsh B'Divikam in both directions. Even if there's no Karsh B'Divikam in both directions, it's still also based on Allah Moshe Mesinai from that pasuk that we said of Nehemiah screaming at them. So the Allah Moshe Mesinai incorporates both being us. The question is whether there's a Karsh B'Divikam in the reverse direction. That's a machlaikis. Also, there's an issue of Lo Yeh Kadesh, Lo Siyeh Kadesha. According to the Rambam, the Achazok and the Targum Unklus, because Rambam and Rashi in Sanhedrin according one day, and the Rambam says it's referring to Mishku Zachar. But according to the Rambam, say from Mitzvah, Rambam the Achazok and the Targum is referring to what a man with a woman, both directions, also the Beis Din Chashmonoim, Issur D'Rabbanan, and the Beis Din Shalshem asked a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man at one time. You got it? So after it's all said and done, it is Usher guys, both the Rice and the Rabbanan. And I want you to be able to be lamdonim to understand this and convey this to people. You follow me? That is the issue. There's absolutely no heter or lamdonim whatsoever. Definitely this is the Araisa and also this is the Rabbanan. Both. Okay? Any kashas on this mahalach? Okay, let's go vaita now. Let's go back into the Gemara with the Taisim and then we got to get to Halach. Okay? There's an amazing Yerushalmi. Before we get to the small Taisim that we wanted to do today, I wanted to share with you Yerushalmi. On our Gemara. Do you know what the Yushalmi says on our Gemara? What does the Yushalmi say in our Gemara about what the onus was? Yushalmi, our Gemara said the onus was living with the Hegmon. Yes? Our Gemara says the onus was living with the Hegmon. The Gemara had a Havmini that thought they would kill him, right? The onus in the Gemara.
The onus I thought was the Sarsavan.
Oh, in the Maskana, well said. In the Havamina was what? That it was Sakana that they would live, they would be killed. Then the Gemara says Hegmon, and then you're right, the Gemara says Sart Sava. Well said. He's going to chop the food, right? He's going to take the food. He's going to take the food of the wedding. You're absolutely right, Ezra. It was referred to the Havamina. I want to just share with you what the Yushalmi says. And then we got to get to the Tais. You know what the Yushalmi says? The word onus means kshuffin. What does kshuffin mean? What does kshuffin mean? Can't hear you.
Magic.
Correct. There was magic. What on earth does Yushalmi mean? So I want you to get three pshatim. The Pnei Moshe says that we don't want the goyim to thinking that the Jews are doing magic when they get married on this day. Okay? That's the way the Pnei Moshe learns. Pnei Moshe learns, the pshat is that we don't want the non-Jews to say we're doing magic on this particular day. So therefore they moved it to Monday, because of Oinus.
What would they think? Lord?
I don't know, a special day, what, I don't know. They thought this, that's what Pnei Moshe says.
Maybe it means that that's why we need 3 days of preparation. We're not doing magic like for eating food.
To get out of it? Okay, whatever, they thought there was something special about the day though, Daniel. What's the Korban Eidah say? The Korban Eidah says that the Goyim might do magic to hurt the Jews if they get married on that day. They do some black magic to try to hurt the Jews. That's what the Korban Eidah says. So we had to move it from what? Wednesday. That's the Korban Eidah's pshat. And the last pshat is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that Lel Revi is the Zman of the Shadim. Lel Revi is the Zman of the Shadim. So they didn't get married on Wednesday because of the Sakana of Hegmon. And they didn't get married on Tuesday because the bia would be Wednesday night because of the shadim. So therefore they had to go all the way to Monday. Aye, Shabbos. The Gemara says on Shabbos there are what? There are shadim found. Right? So why didn't the Lochashu Lisa b'yom Shishi? Right? Right? Why did they allow people to get married on Fridays? Because there's no koch to damage them on Shabbos. Gemara says, Baal Ov Yochiach ain't all of the Shabbos. Gemara in Samech Bey says that Baal Ov has no power on Shabbos. So the third shot is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, the third shot is that Halacha L'maisa, there were Shadim out. There were Shadim out, so they had to push it to Monday. Right? They had to push it on Monday, so they didn't want to deal with the Shadim. So they went all the way to Monday. Aye, people do get married on Friday, but the bia is on Shabbos, and they're not worried about that because the Shadim have no power on Shabbos. So the three pshatim, what Yushalmi meant, kishuv. The onus was because of kishuv. Not like our Bavli that Ezra said so nicely that it was the Tzar Tzavah. The Gemara had three stages. Either it was because they're going to kill him, or the Hegmon, or at the end of the day, was what the onus was what? The onus was the Tzar Tzavah coming, which we're going to see now with the Taisus. What are the three pshatim of kishuv? Pei Moshe says that we're afraid that the non-Jews think we're doing kishuv on this special day. We always want Wednesday. Well, what are you doing? So maybe they thought they were doing kishuv, so they get rid of that on Monday. Korban Eidah says we're afraid they would do kishuv on us. So therefore we switched it to Monday. And the Chasam Sofer says that we're right about the concept of the shein. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? So that's the chiddush that we want to suggest. Yes, Ezra?
Why to Monday then if it's not because of the shein?
What'd you say?
Why all the way to Monday? Why not to Tuesday?
Because you don't want to have the bia l'maisan. If you get married on Tuesday, you're gonna have bia Wednesday night, Lel Revi, and the mezikim already out at the beginning of Lel Revi. Lel Revi is
so
Wednesday night.
Why get married on Wednesday, meaning Thursday?
Because they'll mess up
Thursday.
The chasana. You know, they'll mess up the chasana. They're out. They'll mess up
the
chuppah. What'd you say?
You get married on Wednesday, it'll be a
I understand, but they're out. They're out from the beginning of Wednesday night the whole day, so we don't want any of the chasana to be on that night or day.
So then what's wrong with getting married on Tuesday, then having be at Tuesday night?
Because Tuesday night halachically is Revi, and they're shadim already out.
Which night are shadim out?
What'd you say?
Which night are shadim out? Revi
all of halachic Wednesday. When is halachic Wednesday? Tuesday night all the way to Wednesday.
To Wednesday night.
All the way to Wednesday night, correct.
So if they have bia after Wednesday
but
night.
But it's not just the bia, the chuppah. We don't want them around. They're going to mess up something, okay? So therefore, we want to move it completely away from that. So Monday does the job, does
so
that.
Why did they make the takana in the first place to be?
I guess it became a problem later. The onus became a problem of shadim. Okay? Came a problem only later. I don't know, maybe someone, they started getting upset about something. I don't know. We don't know. It's later. We don't understand it, right? The Vilna Gaon says we believe there are Shadim. We can't see Shadim nowadays around the Majagin. Rambam says there are no Shadim. The Vilna Gaon says in Shulchan Aruch that the Rambam is blinded by philosophy regarding this. And there are Shadim. Vilna Gaon is very strong against the Rambam about this.
Should I get married in France?
I can't hear you. What?
Should I get married in France? There's no Shadim.
Why is that?
There's no Rashi.
Yeah, is that what they say? Yeah. I never heard that, Daniel. Very interesting. Yeah, right. No. Show me the Makor for that. Very good. I never heard that. Really? Very nice. I never heard that before. Excellent. Okay, let's see the Tysus inside, guys. Okay? Let's see the Tysus inside, then we gotta go to Halacha. Everyone got the Gemara? Do you have your Gemara here? Everyone have it? Okay, we're up to what? Edasi. Okay? Let's see inside now. Edasi. Okay, we gotta do these three Tysus and we wanted to see. Edasi. That's where we're up to. So what did the Gemara say? Before we do the Tais, you always have to get the line of the Gemara in your mind. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said the following. The Gemara said that what's the onus? You said very nicely, Ezra, that the Tzar Tzavah comes, he's a hungry guy. So he's chopping everyone's food, right? The Havdalah of Dos, I don't know if you ever heard of this guy. When I was a kid, there was a baseball player named Dave Kingman. He was a great power hitter, but he either strike out or hit a home run. He was on the Cubs, he was on the A's, he was on different teams. And I think he hit over 400 homers in his career. But he either struck out or hit home runs. I'm not exaggerating. He might always like that. Okay, maybe a few singles here or there. But they say that he was not nice to his teammates. When he would walk through the locker room, if there was a rookie about to eat a sandwich before the meal, he would grab the sandwich and bite out of the sandwich and give it back to him. When I saw this Gemara, it reminded me of that story of Dave King. That's what this guy was showing. He's a rookie. It's not nuts. It's not Dercher. It's not Midas. But that's what this guy would do. The Tzar Tzavah would come and chop the food. So they had no choice but to go to what? But to go to Monday. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If the guy what? You know, leaves. You know, he comes in on Wednesday and then he leaves. So just why don't you push off the wedding till next week, till the next Wednesday? Yes? So what did the Gemara answer say? No, he hangs out there what? He hangs out there for a long, long time. So you have no choice but to go to Monday. Right? That was Gemara's answer. Let's see the Tysus inside, Idasi. Go ahead, Avi. Why don't you read the Tysus, Idasi? You got it? Go ahead. Perish HaKuntris. It's a quote from Rashi. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. Shalom or Shalom Ravi Shabbos Sabah. Shabbos Sabah means the next week. He's going to hang out for more than a week, so you have no choice. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. Yeah? He's going to hang out for a whole week. Go ahead, Bekosha. Bekosha Lurim,
the Inkain, Mai Mishani,
Lutzri, Mamishani, Lutzri, Hadasi. Dasi Vikava. What was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer was that he's going to hang out for the whole time, right? So go ahead. Akati Lika Akev. Chodesh, Ochachayim. Achielich, period. What's he bothered by? If the whole issue is that what the guy's going to hang out for a week, is that hang out there forever? So wait a month. Wait however long it's going to take, a month or 2 months, and then get married. See, according to Rashi, it's flawed, as Titus in the Pshat and the Gemara. If the whole issue is that he's going to hang out, so he's not going to hang out there forever. So wait till he leaves and then get married. No? He doesn't understand the answer of the Gemara, according to Rashi. That's Tosis Kasha. Go ahead. So because that Akasha Al-Kain
Nirluri, She'im Dakev Kol Yom Rabi, Ein Lo Lakev Ad Yom Rabi Yachem. El Yochanus Begimot.
Oh, so what's the pshat? If he's going to what? If he's going to last there the whole Wednesday, then what? Then don't get married the whole Wednesday. Get married on what? Get married on Tuesday, right? Get married on Tuesday. You see, some have the Girsa Monday. You know what I mean? I would have had the Girsa Monday, but he wants to say we're not at that point of the Gemara. But I thought we are at this point of the Gemara. I would have said Monday. You know? I would have said Monday. The Chachmas Manoach changes it to Monday. So I would say Monday. You know what I'm saying? Then change it from Tuesday to Monday. He meant Monday. You could say it meant Tuesday because you're still in the Havamin. Okay, but nonetheless, the Pashup Shad of Gemara, Pashup Shad of Tuesday means Monday. So Tosis means if he's going to stay the whole Wednesday, then why get married on Monday? Vachi Parach. Go ahead. Be-revi gufe. If he's going to leave in on Wednesday, midday, then what? La'akev. Then to wait till he leaves and get married at the end of the day on Wednesday, right? Umashani, the Gemara answers. The answer is he's going to stay the whole Wednesday, so you have no choice but to what? Get married on Monday. Okay? So you got that? How would you answer for Rashi? How would you guys answer for Rashi? What do you think you'd answer for Rashi? Huh?
Don't want to wait till long.
So the Shittim Gubetz, it says, as far as you shouldn't be making the suin more than a week. So why don't you get that down? The Shita speaks out for Rashi, like Ezra, you're saying, very good. We're not comfortable with, you know, delaying the wedding more than that. Okay? So, you know, Tosa says the meaning that starts off is to the Akev in the city one day, and not more. The Gemara says, even if what? Even if he comes beyond Reviva, so he would leave by the end, so therefore you should wait till the end of the day and get married. The Gemara answers, no, he stays there the whole day. Okay, but the Shita Mikubetzis does give an answer for what? He does give an answer for Rashi. Interesting answer. Halacha l'maisa. Like you said, Ezra, in other words, the pashup shot is that, you know, we don't want to be ma'akev the wedding for that long, more than 1 week. It's too much already. In fact, we know nowadays, like sociologically, we never push off a wedding, ever. You never push off a wedding. Unless someone, one of the parents died, and that's all sugya will get to after Sukkot and Daftalah. Okay? But l'maisa, we never want to do that. I heard an interesting story. In the name of the Brisker Rav, there was a chasna once in Yishalayim, and the chasna's about to get married, and he says, "Nu, Yitzchak, where's the ring?" Nu, he asks his friends, "Daniel, where's the ring?" No one has the ring. He doesn't have the ring. So they have to run to another neighborhood and go get the ring. So by the time they bring it, and everyone's waiting and waiting, by the time they bring it, the chasna gets the ring. He's so nervous, the ring slips out of his finger and rolls under a sewer grate. Oy. So now they got to go get the, I don't know, I guess every community has the chaverim, you know, that'll pull out the grate and get the ring. So one fellow says to the Brisker Rav, maybe this is not a good simon. I mean, this shidduch is not, maybe it's not a good simon, this shidduch, because it keeps getting delayed and delayed. The Brisker Rav said, chas v'sholom. It's not a bad simon at all. He said, every shidduch has its right time. And it hasn't gotten to the right time yet. It hasn't gotten to the right time. So that's why, Lamaisa, we try our best, I think, to always never push off a wedding. And here, that's the Shittim Gubetzis, reflects this with the Rashi. He says, Beferish. Okay. Weiter now. Next Tosis. Let's go, guys. Go ahead. Very good. You got it? So how do you summarize this Tosis, Avi? That there's a Machlokes Rashi Tosis, how to learn the Gemara. Rashi says, wait until Lamaisa next Wednesday, till the guy leaves. And the Gemara answers that no, the guy's going to hang out for more than a week, and we don't try to push off a wedding more than a week. That's what the Shittim Gubetzis adds on for Rashi. Tosis is not comfortable with that. He says, wait a month, wait or 2 months. Tosis has no problem with waiting longer. So Tosis says, no, the Gemara thought that he wasn't going to stay the whole Wednesday, so get married at the end of Wednesday. Gemara answers, no, he's going to stay the whole Wednesday, so therefore you get married on Monday. So it's a machlekes Rashi with the Shittim Gubetzis against Tosis. Also, you could build it up as a machlekes weather. Well, Tosis had no problem pushing off the wedding more than a week. Rashi did. That's another point that emerges. Right? Was there an issue of pushing off a wedding more than a week? According to Rashi, yes. According to Tosis, he had no problem with it. Okay. Next Tosis. Go ahead. Avi. Bishlishi Mia. What was the Bishlishi Mia Lichnos? Let's think about it in our mind. So the Gemara said, okay, he hangs out there. So why do you got to push it to Monday? Get married on Tuesday, remember? The guy comes to eat your food, steal all the food, right? Guy comes like the Dave Kingman guy. He's eating everything. You know, he's eating everything. So Lamaisa, why push it off to Monday? Go to Tuesday. Go ahead. No one's heard of Dave Kingman, have they? And Nassanel has, yeah? Yeah. Okay, good. Someone once said, one of the announcers once said, Lamaisa, I think he said, thank God that Kingman never hit 500 homers, because usually the meaning is if you hit 500, you get in the Hall of Fame, right? But this guy, you know, wasn't Rolly to be in the Hall of Fame. So therefore, it's good he never hit 500. Okay, go ahead. Kubishlishi Mia Lichnos, go ahead. Bishlishi. Okay, so let's get this, guys. What does this mean? V'shlishi mi'elichnos. Get married on Tuesday. So why didn't the Gemara just answer? What did the Gemara answer? Gemara answered that he's got a vanguard that comes. What's a vanguard? Is you know, he's an entourage. You know how the entourage, they got to come the day before, like the Secret Service, right? They didn't do such a good job recently, no? Did you hear the guy who broke right into the White House or Bnei Shalom with a knife? What are we paying taxes for? No, it's a Pella, right? Ellie, you live near there. How could it be? Okay. But Lahavdol of Dolos, this guy who comes and chop everyone's food, has an entourage that comes the day before. Just like the Secret Service is supposed to go the day before, and they're supposed to check everything. So what happens? Why did the Gemara have to give this answer with the vanguard, with the secret, the entourage? Just say the guy comes on Tuesday. Why couldn't the Gemara give that answer? Maybe he comes Tuesday. No. What's the problem with that answer? Deem Cain, because if he comes on Tuesday, they don't get married on Wednesday. You're back to the drawing board. We're trying to be mazel while we're going away from the Kana of getting married on Wednesday. You follow me? Has everyone got what I'm saying? Okay, so the Gemara, Tosa is saying, why didn't the Gemara just give an answer that the guy comes on Tuesday? If the guy comes on Tuesday, get married on Wednesday. So Yossi and Daniel were just asking me, they said, yesterday they said to Rebbe, but Lamaisa, why Wednesday? All the food's going to get what? All the food's going to get eaten up. At least on Monday you'll have some food from Sunday. No? Why does Tosa say it? So I think the answer is like this. The answer is that if you cut it down to one day, Ezra, then the whole thing goes out the window. Now, Shaktu should be 3 days, yes? Okay, to minimize it to two, that's fine. But once you get down to one, it's garnished already. It's finished. It's for fallen. For fallen, it just means it's gone. So in other words, you can't give me a svara, I'll prepare on Sunday, so the wedding will be, we have one day of preparation. That's not called Shaktu. That's not Shaktu. You understand what I'm saying? They asked a good kasha, Yossi and Daniel. They said, Rabbi, why is Wednesday? What do you mean, can you use Wednesday? Well, get married on Monday. At least you have one day of Shaktu. Because you get married on Wednesday, the guy ate up all the food on Tuesday. At least you had one day. One day is nothing. That's what you have to say. Okay? That's the assumption. One day is nothing. Okay, but there's something we must point out here, and I want you to get this. Okay? We must point out here, halacha lemaisa, that it's clear from Tosis that the derech of the Tzar Tzava was what? That this guy would only hang out how many days? What's clear from Tosis, Ellie? What do you say? One day. Well said, Mir. It's clear from Tosis that the guy only hangs out one day. That's for sure. Okay? That's what you see from the Tosis. There's no doubt about that. Okay? The Ritva, the Rosh, they all say this pshat. Shita Mikubet, it's clear from the Tosis that he assumed they're going one day. Now, from Rashi, if you look in Rashi, the previous Tosas that quoted Rashi, what's the impression? What's your impression from the previous Tosas, the way you interpreted Rashi? That he hung out more than a day, or for a while. Like Ezra's saying, very good. So if that's the case, you still have Tosas Kasha. No? Why didn't the Gemara say that the Tsar himself came on Tuesday? You know? Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? If the guy hangs out a lot of days, then once he comes on Tuesday, he's out for Tuesday until Friday, until Sunday, you know? That's the cash I want to bring up. Please get it down in your notes. According to Rashi, the previous Tosis, quotes Rashi, he hung out for more than a day. Then Nachamol, go back to the kasha. Why didn't the Gemara give an answer, Tosis kasha? Why didn't the Tsar come on Tuesday? Mary, you follow me? That's a kasha. So I want to give two terutzim to this kasha. Okay? There actually are three. I didn't understand this. I couldn't find it in my Kobetz before, so she did with Betzis. But let's give two terutzim to this kasha. Number one, from the Maharshal. The Maharshal says, if the Tsar would come on Tuesday, we wouldn't allow a guy to get married on Monday. Because we only allow a kira from Wednesday if there's going to be an onus on Wednesday. But if there's an onus on another day, even though it continues to Wednesday, they would not allow an akira. Therefore, the Gemara can only answer the Tsar came on Wednesday. And that allowed us to do an akira. So nevertheless, since the guy, his soldiers come on Tuesday, we had to allow getting married on Monday. You got the answer? The answer the Marshal is, let's get it, that the only time we're going to remove the takana getting married on Wednesday, if the onus happens only on Wednesday. If the onus happens on Tuesday and drags into Wednesday, they wouldn't make such a takana. They wouldn't have been ochre the takana of getting married on Wednesday. Therefore, the Gemara was forced to say it only comes on Wednesday. And therefore, we had a heter to makar the takana because of his entourage comes, we go all the way to Monday. There was no way we would not, an onus that happens from Tuesday to Wednesday wouldn't be okered at Takon. We wouldn't be okered. So the Gemara couldn't give that answer that he came on Tuesday. He only came on Wednesday one day.
Why not?
Good kasha. Very good answer. Why not? I'll tell you why not, I thought. I think why not because it doesn't take away from the strength of the onus. See, if the onus is specific on the day where Tachanis Chachamah was to do Wednesday, then that's a big deal. But if it's an onus that already started from a previous day, you know what I'm saying? It's not hitting the Tachanis Chachamah straight on.
He'll still take the food.
I understand, but it's not hitting it straight on. The Chachamah are very, very hesitant about Oker Tachanis, okay? Which we're going to get to, Blinetta. That point, okay? They're very hesitant in Oker Tachanis. We see that from the Gemara. Where do we see that from the Gemara? We won't have time to do that Tysis today, but what? If we see that from the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says because why? Because of a gezerah of the hegemon that opens, that is only temporary, we're going to be okra takana? You stop and think for a moment. Yeah, so what if it's temporary? But okay, so we okra it, right? You see that a takana from Chazal was very, very critical. What does the Gemara say in Brachas Adav Dalam Beis? Overall, don't minimize the Rabbanon's guys. Don't minimize Takanas and Zeris. The Rabbanon willy-nilly didn't get rid of them. Even for a Zera that was so bad, but it was a temporary Zera. So that's what I think you have to say, Lamaisa. If the onus was specifically on Wednesday, okay. Then, but it was an onus that was like spreading over days. It didn't hit, wasn't a direct hit to it, so they didn't want to, they wouldn't ochre. That's the answer to the Marshal. What's the answer to the Marshal? What's the answer to the Marshal, guys? Shebech Reyach, we can't be talking about the Sar coming on Tuesday. Why not? Because why would the Gemara Davka mention that example? What happens if you come on Monday, get married on Sunday? You know what I'm saying? Once you start saying that the guy comes on Tuesday, you know what I mean? Why does it mention the example, that example, Davka? Say he comes on Monday and he could get married on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you're back reach, you have to say the sar comes on the same day you really should get married on Wednesday. And therefore, we have a special heter to get married on Monday when his entourage comes on the day before on Tuesday. Okay? This is the pshat we want to suggest according to Rashi. You can only give that answer according to Rashi, of course. According to Tosfos, the guy doesn't stay more than one day. It's not a kasha. If he comes on Shani, he'll leave by Tuesday, so you get married on Wednesday. No problem. If he comes beyond Shani, you know, he leaves on Tuesday and get married on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? You can't even get married on, you know, so obviously that answer is the two answers for Rashi. You got me? Marshal and Marshal. Again, the Marshal's answering. You can't tell me the Sar came on Tuesday. Once you start saying that, say he comes on Monday and you can get married on Sunday. So obviously we're talking about he came in the day with Royal and Nisuin, and therefore we push it back to Monday because Antaraj comes the day before. Did you see the Shita Yishana and the Shita Mikubetzis? I didn't understand his answer. Did you see that? I thought it was a misprint. I looked for it in the Shita Mikubetzis, and I couldn't find it. He quotes here a Shita Yishon in the Masifta, then in a Hanami, you could give this teretz. You could give this teretz that the guy came on would come on Tuesday. But the minig was that the Tsar Sava would come Yom Kodim Lebiyaso. Shesar Sava Ba Yom Kodim Lebiyaso. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I didn't understand the words. The minute was the Tsar Sava Ba Yom Kodim Libyoso. He would come a day before what? Before the Hegemon being bowler? What is Sakana mean? What is Sakana mean? Ezra. The Maskana Sagamara. You pointed out very astutely. What was Onus? The guy chopping the food. But what is Sakana? Sakana is the Hegemon living with her. That sticks. Yes? That sticks. There's a difference between Sakana and Onus. Please get that in the Maskana. Sakana is the Hegemon. So he says that the Tsar Sava, so maybe this is the Pshat. There are three groups. There's the entourage of the Tsar Sava, and then there's the Hegemon. There are three guys. There's the entourage, there's the Tsar Sava, and then there's the Hegemon. There are three guys. So the Tsar Sava always comes the day before the Hegemon is boiled. So maybe that's the pshat, Lamaisa. That is, oh, now I figured it out. With your guys' help, the answer is that Gemara could have given the answer that the Tsar Sava came on Tuesday. Gemara could have given that answer. He could have given that answer. He says, Elisha minigayash shat savah sar ba yom kodem biyasa. The Gemara could have given that answer. No, it means like this. It means that entourage always comes the day before. You follow me? The entourage is not Bekovedik. You know, the entourage, you come the day before. It's more Bekovedik. You know, the melech's coming. So that's the pshat. You can't tell me that Tsar Savah came on Tuesday, because then the entourage is coming on Monday. Then you could never even get married on Monday. So, Lamaisa, Dominic, you know, you could have theoretically given that answer. And the way it's set up is that Monday's always fine. You follow me? Because no one comes on Monday. But if you tell me that Tsar Savah could have come, if you give me the answer, Tsar Savah came on Tuesday, that's not the minute, because the entourage would do that on Monday, and they could get married on Monday. So it would create a scenario that on Tuesday, both the Tsar Savah and the entourage are coming on the same day. And that's usually not done. Theoretically, you could have given the terrors that Tsar Savah came on Tuesday. But it would be that Tsar Savah with his entourage coming on the same day, which is rare. That's why the Gemara didn't give that answer. I couldn't find it in the Shittim Kibetz. If you find it, please let me know. Neshiti Yishon and Daniel. If you find it in the Shiti, I looked in the Shiti Mikubetzis. But he quotes the Shiti Yishon. That's the third terrence. Why he didn't say it. Okay, let's get to the next dices. Okay, and then we got to do Hilchos Sukkah. Okay, we got to end it. We'll end at 12:30. Okay? Hilchos Sukkah. We got to start Hilchos Sukkah. Arba Minim. Let's do the next dice. Avi doing a great job. The Torah Kedoshim. We every day, we have to have a Torah. We have to chop up as many mitzvahs as possible. Every day of our lives. Try to get as many mitzvahs. Chop a ride. Not to let a day go by without the Torah and without the mitzvahs. Remember I told you, the oilum is an oilum of mitzvahs, the gong with the tzitzis story. Oilum of mitzvahs and the Torah. Okay, go ahead, Ab. Tosis now just talks about that point that we mentioned. Go ahead, Asparva. Go ahead. The Shlishi, the Shlishi. The vanguard comes on Tuesday. Go ahead. Yeah, because of a guy hopping food, we go from Wednesday to Monday. Can you believe this? Umishum what? And because of Sakana, we went from Wednesday to Tuesday. And it wasn't even an Akira, it was Nagu. No? If you think about that, it was really Nagu. It wasn't really even an Akira. It was a Nagu. So this is an amazing thing, Tysus points out. It's kind of like what you were bothered by, Ezra. I mean, for food, we go from Wednesday to Monday, and for Sakana, we go what? One day, we didn't even to be okra we're adding on. It's really just a minute. So this is amazing what? Amazing Kasha. Go ahead.
Hello. Yom Echad Baila Sagam Agmul. Shchiach Sheragil
Lavo.
Lavo.
Oh, you know why? It's very common the Hegmon Taka comes. So since it's so common, Halacha Lamaisa, if it's so common, Lamaisa, we only want to go one day. Go ahead. If you would ochre 2 days, then people would forget about the Otokan and get married on Wednesday. We don't want to take it too far away from Wednesday. You follow what I mean? Because it happens so common that they have to move the weddings. So if they can move the weddings, well, let's only move it one day. Otherwise, we'll forget about the Otokan and get married on Wednesday. Go ahead. Excellent. But the Sar Saba coming for the food only happens once in a while. So since it happens once in a while, most of the time they're going to get married on Wednesday anyway. Right? Most of the while, not Wednesday, but I'm sorry, Tuesday. Right? So since it's not going to happen so bad, it's most of the time it's only going to be one day. When it happens, okay, we'll go 2 days away. But it doesn't happen often, so no one's going to forget about the Takana. You got me, Avi? So don't be bothered by, oh, we're worried about food more than Sakana. No. It's an issue of how often it happens. But what this does speak to is the Takanas Chacham are very serious. They're very, very serious. It is Allah of Orav Derecham Eschayit Bisa. I want to point out a machloikis, and then we'll get to the Hilchos Arba Minim. I want to point out a machloikis in the Nesivis and the Radbaz. If you're over Nisid Derabanan Bishogeg, what's the din? Over Isser Derabanan Bishogeg, what's the din? Do you need kapara for an Issa Rabbana Bishogeg? If you do an Issa the Rice of Bishogeg, turn a light on Shabbos and you have Chattis. What about a Rabbana Bishogeg? The Siva says you don't need kapara. Why? Simon Reish Lama Dalad. Why not? Why don't you need kapara? Because when it talks, when the Chachamim made a Takana Rabbana, they spoke to a Gavra. And a Gavra only has to do a kapara if he did merit. if there was a rebellion. If he did it b'shogeg, there's no rebellion. The Radbaz argues and says no. He says even if the Rabbanim in Yikapar, you have to clap off him. Okay? I'm just saying to you though, Maisa, whichever sheet you say, the Rabbanim speak to Gavris. You have to do the Rabbanim. If a person doesn't do it, the Rabbanim amazing, it's Chai Misa. Gemara says a guy doesn't do the Tzitzis a dime for bread, it's Chai Misa in Shamayim. The Rabbanim are just as Choshev. We have many times in Shas, the Rabbanim do a Chizuk li Divrayim, Yosef Mishal Tayer, because people minimize the Rabbanim, so you need a Chizuk for them. So this is a very important thing you see from this Gemara. Okay, so we have to finish up the Tzitzis. I don't know if we'll finish them tomorrow, but we have to do that topic, Tzub the Raisa. And I'd like to finish up this Tzitzis, and then on Thursday we have Shir too. Okay, so the pizza lunch tomorrow noon, okay? So we'll probably have lunch, so I don't know, and then we'll talk, Bishop. We'll probably start Shir 12:45, we'll end about 2. Okay, is that good? Dab Mincha about 2 tomorrow, okay? All right? Maybe 2:10, because we'll end about a tshuva. Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll start early. Okay, Arba Minim now, guys. What do you have to look for? Arba Minim. Halacha Lamaisa, an esrog is more mahudr with a pitim, but if it's grown without a pitim, it's still kosher. If a pitim falls off, it's pasul. What happens if the shoshanta falls off? What's the shoshanta? The shoshanta is the top part of the pitim. If the shoshanta falls off, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's still kosher. If the pitim falls off, it's pasul. Maybe it's better to get a pitim, esrog without a pitim. Okay, maybe, but it's certainly not mahudr. It's more mahudr if you have an esrog with a pitim. Now, smooth or bumpy? Bumpy is much better. Smooth might be a sign it's a murkav. What's a murkav? Murkav might be a mixed in. Might be mixed in. Might be considered to be what? Considered to be a lemon. Right? No pun on words. You've got a lemon. Right? Halacha l'maaseh. You have to make sure that pashup shot, there might be something mixed in. So smooth is not a good thing. Bumpier is better. Having more bumpy is considered to be much better. Because Anish has a line that for purposes of kilayim, see, halacha l'maaseh might be all, especially for citrus things, that esrog is considered to be in the citrus family, but you have to be wary about the din of a murkav. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay, so that's legabi the esrog. Okay, green is fine too, but we have to say a little bit more about the esrog. What's the chotem on the bottom? It's called a chotem. What's the din of a chotem? What happens if the chotem falls off? It's still kosher as long as there's no hole. You know, you dig it out. If you dug out it's a cavity now. It's pasul. If you only cut off the stem of it, but there's no hole in the bottom of it, then it's kosher. That's the halacha l'gabei the din of an esrog. Okay? All right. What about a luluf? Luluf, l'maisa, if it's split in the middle, it's pasul. So I like to always get a luluf that's wood on top. If it's wood on top, then you know it's not split. You know what I'm saying? Mamish, on the top, it's mamish wood. But you have to, it's mamish like a piece of wood on the top.
Like all the brown stuff?
Yeah, on the top. Then it's not split. Then it's, someone was told me maybe it's split. How can it be split if it's wood? Okay, but even if it's not split, you have to check the middle blade of grass. It's like grass. You have to make sure it's not split. It's not hard to tell, but you have to make sure you look at it well to make sure it's not split at all. If it's split that middle part, it's pasul. So you have to make sure about that. Halacha l'maaseh. And what about for hadasim? Hadasim has to be Meshulash. What is Meshulash?
How big is it split, Daniel?
It shouldn't be split on the top, Daniel. It shouldn't be split. It should be together. You should see it. On the top, it shouldn't be split.
Let's say it's the third day of Sukkot and it's split a tiny bit.
The Pasha says it's Makiv.
Really?
The Pasha says it's Makiv. Yeah, you should always keep it together.
So the Shear is a Kol.
Yeah, I believe it's a Kol Shu, Allah Lamaisa. I believe it's a Kol Shu. I'll look into it more. We know. I'll look into it more. Now what about Bahadasan? Notice what I'm drawing? Tremendous artistry, artist craft that I have. I'm just kidding, I'm a terrible artist. It says you have to have from the same vertex, three leaves that come out of the same vertex. That's called Meshulash. Now the chachila, it should be mishulash from top to bottom. What's b'di'evit, it has to be row from the top with no interruptions. You know what I mean by no interruptions? From the very top all the way down. The very bottom if you want to have that. But the row of it has to be mishulash. You got me? Shalom? Mishulash from top to bottom is mehudr. So we'll buy the chazanish ones in the bag, but you still got to make sure they're mehudr. You still got to make sure they're mishulash. Problem is, very difficult when you put it in the holder. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the leaves fall off. Very difficult. When you put the holder, and you have to widen the holder, so when you put the adasim in, you put them in a good way. Okay? Now the adasim go on the right, the aravas go on the left. What's the story with the aravas? So that's what you got to look for when it comes to adasim. The shulish. You got me, Daniel? From top to bottom. You have to take time to look at it. It's part of the halacha. The Beis Yosef has a line, Rovlu Lovim are kosher. He does have a line like that, but you still got to look. Now, what do you do by aravas? Aravas also should be smooth like this. You know those ones that look like a saw? Those are pusel. That's called a tzafsuf. A tzafsuf is pusel. Tzafsuf. You have to make sure you get them smooth. There's a lechachila. I don't know why no one has started a business like this. I've always thought to myself, maybe I should start. But the Minchas Chinuch has a lechachila. The aravah should be grown by a swamp, by a lake. It's a din lechachila diaraisa, Minchas Chinuch has. What'd you say? Yeah, is there by a... Well, okay, so we should start a business, Avi. She started a business, a ravus, to fulfill the minchas lechachila by a swamp. Okay, but that's a chumrah. That's not even a chumrah. No one does it, Lamaisa. You have to make sure that it's smooth and it's not like a tzafsuf, okay? Halach Lamaisa. If it's red, I think we say it's red, no? It's red, Lamaisa. The stem is red. But there's a few other points I want to, and we have to close with Esrig. Esrig, the upper part of it, right, the upper part of it is the most important part. So you want to make sure there are no specks on the upper part of the ester. You know, there might be specks that might possle it. So you got to look very closely, Lamaisa, what those black specks are. Sometimes they're just like dirt or stuff. But if it's like a moon, Lamaisa, then Lamaisa could possle the ester. But it's only to the upper part. So the lower part, it's not a problem. So you always want to look at the upper part, look at it well to make sure it's good. Okay. The last point I want to make, we'll talk about it more, is about the sukkah. The sukkah has to be at least three walls or two walls in a tefach. Halacha l'maisa. And the schach has to be made of three things. It's got to be detached from the ground, has to grow from the ground, has to be something that's not a kabel tumah. Okay? The schach, that's what the three things you need for schach. Now, the walls, ideally, should be made from the same materials that schach is kosher. You know how people make fiberglass walls? That's a kosher sukkah, but it's not lechachila. It's not mehudr. Best sukkah is a wood sukkah. Now, what's a concept called ma'amid? We'll close with this. What's ma'amid mean? Mikar adin ma'amid is kosher. If you support the schach on something that's posel schach, let's say metal. Let's say you make a fiberglass frame, you put the schach on that. That's called ma'amid. That's kosher min ha-Torah. A lot of guys go and you say, oh, your sukkah is posel. First of all, it's not nice. Second of all, the guy's wrong, right? Second of all, the guy's wrong. So, what is come on? But there is a chumrah not to have mamid. So, how do you get out of mamid? So, you put the perimeter of your sukkah with wood slats. I remember as a kid growing up in Peoria, my mom used to, she should live with me well, she'd always order from the florist evergreens. But when we got older, it doesn't have to always be evergreen. It could also be slats, wooden slats that are not arba tefachim. That's also wood. It's a kosher schach. You don't have to put the evergreen on the slats. The slats themselves are good. But here I'm putting the slats on the metal. That's ma'amid. So Mr. Bruce says, well, we'll put slats around the perimeter of the walls and then put the slats on the wood. That's ma'amid to ma'amid. That, the Mr. Bruce says, is fine. Ma'amid is kosher mikra adin. It's a chumrah not to do ma'amid. But the Mr. Bruce says, to get out of the problem, ma'amid, do ma'amid to ma'amid. Chazon Ish says it's wrong. He says that doesn't make any sense. Because at the end of the day, the metal's holding everything up. There is no concept of ma'amid to ma'amid. It's kosher, but you're lacking that chumrah. It's machloek's Mr. Bruce Chazon Ish. And that concept of ma'amid. Is there a notion of ma'amid to ma'amid? Mr. Bruce says yes, Chazon Ish says no. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. There's a lot more we got to do. So tomorrow, that's the schedule. Okay, so 9 to 12, then we have pizza. And then, so tomorrow, I think we're going to do Ksuba D'Oraisa. Okay? That Thursday. What'd you say?
In the,
good day. Good day. Good to see you.
By the middle of the park, right? By I think yeah. There's a tree there.
Okay.
Right there.
We should start a business then. We should start a business. What'd you say? Yeah, business. Good to see you. Do you know the cloud bottle of the terrace?